Welcome to Intentional Living, continuing a tribute to mom yesterday and on today as we move into the weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Busiest weekend for restaurants, over 120 million phone calls on Mother's Day going to mom around the world. Father's Day's coming and all five phone calls will be made then. So anyway, this is a special weekend. And so we decided as a team here, we would take yesterday and today and just open up the phone lines for you all to give a tribute to mom. And we have callers lined up ready to go. You can leave yours on our storyline, however, when you call 888-888-1717. You can go to our website where we have a lot of helpful information for you about taking this journey of a lifetime called Intentional Living. Our mission is seven words, helping you experience life as God intended. That's it. And today we're talking about moms. So how to experience those relationships with the people in your life, sharing a tribute. You know, we're told to do that, aren't we? And the Bible says that moms, one day they will rise up and call you blessed. Today may be the day. You're not feeling it when they're 12 years old. You're not feeling it necessarily when they're 13. But tributes to mom today. All right, let's get to the calls. Go to Jeanette first in Arizona. Hi, Jeanette. How are you? Hello, are you there, Jeanette? All right, apparently not. Didn't come through. All right, let's go to Manuel. We have Manuel from, I think, in Flagstaff. What's your tribute today, Manuel?
Well, I'm talking about my mom. She just was Carrie. You know, I didn't know the Lord. I came to know the Lord about 19 and a half years, but I'll tell you what, I lived a life that was not good. And I would come home sometimes late at night, and my mom would be there waiting up for me. And I would get angry. And I said, Mom, what are you doing? Why are you waiting for me? I was probably about 16, you know, doing my own thing. Why are you waiting for me? I can take care of myself. And I'd get angry with her. But I look back now, and I know my mom was caring. She always loved us. I came to know the Lord when I was 19 and a half years old. I've been a Christian now for 50 years and 3 months.
Mm.
When I, about 30 years, God called me into ministry. I was a pastor for 30 years. But about 30 years ago or more, I had the opportunity to lead my mom to the Lord.
Wow.
And my mom has accepted Christ. She got baptized. She became part of the church that I pastored here in Flagstaff for 22 years. My dad, he's gone with the Lord already, 86 years old when he passed away. And I had the opportunity to lead my dad to the Lord and baptize my mom and dad both. My dad is with the Lord, but my mom is still alive, 95 years old. Be praying for her because her health is not as good as it should be, but I just praise God for giving her 95 years.
Amen. What's her first name?
Seven brothers. Julia.
That's who we need to pray for. You got seven brothers?
Seven brothers, four sisters. She has 80 grandchildren, and I don't know how many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. I think there's about 140 of us all together.
Wow. I bet you that's a family reunion. Well, pray for the family. How many? Seven and four? Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12? 12 kids? Did I get that right? 11 kids. I missed that day in school. All right, 11 kids. All right, tributes to mom today. Let's get back to the calls here. I think Jeanette is on the line in Arizona. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your tribute to mom today?
Oh, my mother, Juanita, it was a saint. My mother just passed the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm.
I was alone with her. She was ill for 5 years on hospice at home. My dad's almost 90, so we had to take shifts and stuff like that. My mother led my dad to the Lord when she met him at 17. She led the whole Arizona to Jesus. She led me to know the Lord, my brother, our husbands, spouses, kids, grandkids, extended family, everyone in her her life. We all know Jesus because of her. She was disabled, but unconditional saint in the ministry at her church, 35 years, families, sacrifice everything, hands-on, day after day, with the kids, with the grandkids. She looks like a saint. I mean, it was, she took care of everyone, unconditional. You wouldn't even know when of anything, of her illness or anything. My dad's still alive at 90, you know, and we're watching over him. Her influence until today, we're just, it's hard. Our hearts, you know, we're still mourning.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's her memory, you know, keeps us going. She led my husband, me, everybody to know the Lord. And my grandkids are fantastic. They graduated high school. No drugs, no this, no that, no kid. They got college degrees, high school degrees. They love the Lord. They all got accepted the Lord. They a few got baptized.
Well, you know, you talk about legacy. That's really what we're discussing here. We're looking at legacy, the impact that we have from generation to generation. And I know some of you, when you hear a story like Jeanette's today, you say, boy, that's not my family. I didn't grow up with a mom like that or a grandmom like that. And my family is in disarray. And maybe you're struggling as you hear a show like today thinking that's what I want. That's what I wanted. You know what? God is crazy about you, and he loves you no matter where you've come from, what family you were born into, who raised you, what good things or bad things happen. He loves you. And here's the good news. You can be the one at the top of that family tree to begin a brand new tree for the future. You can be the mom, the grandmother, the dad, the brother, the sister, that begins the process to say, I'm going to be a change maker in my family. It's a hot mess maybe in your family, but you know what? You can become the person that God intends for you to be in that relationship. And just like Jeanette, maybe you're going to be at the top of that pyramid in the years ahead that says, hey, when we look back to mom or grandmom or great-grandmom, she was the one who gave her life, sacrificed her life in such a way that she let the Lord Jesus flow through all of the interactions. That's what's so powerful. All right, Jeanette. Thank you for that call. Hold on, Waylo and Monica will get to you. Got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And you know, you may want to join in and make it in tribute or honor to that that mom of yours or grandmom, maybe in memory, to just say, hey, they meant a lot to me, or they do mean a lot, and we want to continue to reach more people for Christ in her name today. Just a thought, you can join us. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or anytime, go to our website at theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and your monthly support is going to make a difference. That's a little bit over an extended period of time. That's how we see it. Whatever God lays on your heart, be a part of the journey. We'll get you the information so you can get access to the teaching online for the exclusive site that we have for those of you who are part of the team. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
And her legacy was her undying faith to God and the world's greatest mother. And we were so blessed to have had her.
Her legacy is forgive or forget. And I want to be like her.
She is raised myself and three brothers. We're all adults now and have children of our own, but she did it pretty much all on her own and just taught us to love everyone, but especially our brothers, and take care of our family, and she just did a great job at it.
And my mom has left me a legacy of learning how to be a servant. She does it beautifully and has taught me all about love.
Tributes to Mom today. Back to the live calls. Wallows in Arizona. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your tribute to Mom?
Well, for my tribute for Mom, I just to go back, my family is, I'm the oldest of six, Mom and Dad. And just that my mom is just like a really good anchor for God. Like everybody, and I'm a young guy, I'm 24, and I'm like set in the ways of God ever since childhood. And I really need to attribute that to my mom, because my mom has been such a great example for us. Like, it takes a lot, like your mom saying this or that, or that and this, but it's really, when your mom lives it, like you can't really fight on it. You can't fight her. Cause,
what did you see when you were growing up? How did you see Christ flowing through her?
My mom was just a woman of prayer, and my family, my father and mother did outreach a lot. Like, we'll go to parks, public places, and like we'll give out food, clothing, and then give out the word. Once they take a water bottle, that's when we hit them with Christ. You know, we pray over them. they come for the food, but we hit them with Christ. And growing up, we did that a lot, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it, and it's amazing to have like that thing in you. And then like I feel like just like again with an anchor, because my mom was a real anchor, because sometimes like my dad will get like cold in the ways of Christ, like you have a cold season, or my brothers, I have four brothers, one sister, and I'm the oldest of six, and sometimes we'll like go cold and like try not to go into God, but I can just feel like my mom's prayers get that pull us way back in.
You know, let me ask you a question, Walla. What do you do? You're 24. What are your hopes, dreams, desires for the future for you?
For me right now, it's like a lot of, like growing up, I never had a dream job. My dream job was having a job. I didn't need to, didn't have to like put my whole life into, so I can do my own thing. Like at church right now, I help with worship and I do lessons. Bible lessons.
So you're kind of following in Mom's footsteps. You want to be a person of service, a person to make a difference. That's more important than maybe just a career or some job, but to really be doing things that make a difference in the world.
Yeah, as Christians, the number one thing is service. That's what Jesus was. He was a servant for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. All right, Wallow, 24, tribute to Mom, oldest of six. All you firstborns, you get her done, right? You know what's supposed to happen. How many firstborns? Any firstborns here? In here? Amy, you're not, you're sort of. Jennifer, you're a baby. Gino, third. So we're all of third of four. So we have any firstborns around here running this place. I'm surprised it's even working. Oh, I know where the firstborns are. They're all back in the engineering area and upstairs. They're making sure all that's done right so we can do our thing here in the studio. Okay. All right. Where was I? Oh, Monica. Let's get to you in Michigan. How are you, Monica?
Good. How are you?
Good. What part of Michigan are you calling from today?
Shiawassee County.
Oh, terrific. Well, thank you for your call. Tell us about your tribute to Mom.
My mom actually passed away when my son had just turned two, so it's been like 9 or 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard. Her and my dad actually were pastors since I was 12 years old. And my dad is currently still pastoring. But she was the best mom that you could ever ask for. She was always there for you. She was very supportive, and she raised me and my three sisters, along with a little boy that we raised for 12 years.
Mm.
She went out of her way to help whoever she could, even down to getting up at 3 a.m. to start my dad's truck for him for work and making his lunch.
Wow.
She was very devoted and such a great Christian example for all of me and my sisters and everyone that we came in contact with.
And 9 years later, I could still feel it in your, hear it in your voice, that loss, the sweet memories, but the difficulty of loss.
Oh, definitely. It's very hard. I have a hard time grieving over it, but I just try and be the best example for my son that I know that she would want me to be.
That's it. You know, that's it. You know, when we talk about loss and we can get stuck in loss, and to break that inertia is to do the next right one thing. It's just, in your case, take that legacy of what you've learned. I think that's happened in my life as well for my mom and my dad, who were both lives of service, and to carry that on. And that's continued what we've done in this generation as their children. So carrying on with that legacy, that positive thing. And at the same time, we tell those of you who grew up maybe with parents that didn't leave you much of a legacy at all, you can be the new legacy builders. You can be the one that say, hey, I've learned not what to do. I've learned what I'm not supposed to do. And I'm going to be doing those next right things. And that's what intentional living is about. And that's why we do this show. I'm thinking of a caller I had many years ago. Her name was Deb. I think she lived in Phoenix. And she said, I asked her why you listen. She said, I listen to the program because you kind of helped me figure out what's normal. Because I didn't grow up in a, quote, normal Christian home, knowing what it meant to be a follower of Christ. And so hearing the stories of people, you all, as we do this together, you're making a difference in people's lives. That's powerful. All right, very good. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
Hello, Dr. Carlson. This is Donna in Oak Grove, Missouri. I turned on the radio, sitting here eating my lunch, and was I ever shocked to hear my testimony when I called you. And I was telling you about my diabetic medicine and everything, but when this came through, I'm telling you, it's like God really spoke to me. So I have a refund check coming for $36.98. I'm going to put that in the mail to you. I'm going to start my obligation and my pledge to you, and I praise the Lord for letting me hear this. I'm so very thankful. I enjoy your ministry so much, and it's so helpful. God bless you again. Bye-bye now.
Well, I didn't play that to make you feel obligated, but listen, thank you for picking up on that and being a part of the ministry. And we hope for all of us it's an opportunity to give cheerfully, because my wife and I give on a regular basis because we believe in it. We believe in it. And the other causes that we believe in here in our community and around the world, because that's why God has us here. We play one part of this great kingdom building effort that God's passed on to us from generation to generation. In our case, we have one mission, very clear, to help you to experience life the way God intended. Because here's what we know. When you do, God gets the glory and you get the benefit. If each of us were living our lives the way God intended, each of us handling our finances, our health, our marriage, our kids, the way God intended, not perfectly, but knowing that maybe we're a long ways from that, starting to be more intentional, God gets the glory, you get the benefit, and the world certainly benefits as well, your family and everybody around you. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. And so we thank you for your support. Find out more when you go to theintentionallife.com.
She has raised myself and three brothers. We're all adults now and have children of our own, but she did it pretty much all on her own and just taught us to love everyone, but especially our brothers, and take care of our family, and she just did a great job at it.
And my mom has left me a legacy of learning how to be a servant.
You know, your tributes are probably landing on the hearts of moms today who are feeling a little discouraged. And listen, let me encourage you. When you're in the trenches right there doing what needs to get done, it can be pretty overwhelming. But the fact that you're standing there and doing what God's given you to do, thank you. We need strong moms, Christian moms today. All right, let's get back some to our calls. Julie in New Mexico, what's your tribute to mom?
Hi, my thing with my mom, she was a wonderful mother, and she was a daily Bible reader. She had eight children, and we're all daily Bible readers, and I'm thankful I had a wonderful mother who was godly.
Mm. So you saw her reading the Bible. You knew she was doing it. She was visible when she did this.
Yes, every day she read the Bible. It was a blessing, and she was a good mother, godly mother. She's been she's in heaven now for 7 years, but she really left a good legacy with her children.
Mm, that's great. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Let's go from New Mexico over to Michigan. Brenda, what's your tribute to mom today?
Oh, I am so thankful for my mother, Jan. She has just been tremendous throughout my whole life and a role model at that. Anyways, I am very thankful. Her legacy that she will leave behind is mercy.
Mm.
She has got the gift of mercy.
Not everybody does, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I hardly have ever seen her got mad, and I know when people have hurt in her feelings and stuff, you know, just for a minute, you can tell it just bothers her, and then it's gone. She's forgiven and let it go.
Mm. How was she when you were growing up as a teenager and you needed a little mercy? How was she?
She was really good. She was really understanding, really loving. She was always on my side, no matter what.
Mm, that's the way it should be. That's fantastic. We got to get these in before we run out of time. Charles, I guess you got a tribute as well from Arizona. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom, Alice. You know, she's always been there for me. And I kind of was remembering about, you know, was growing up. If I like slammed a door, she would come behind me and, darn it, if you're going to slam a door, slam it, learn how to slam it right. And she'd slam it 10 times harder than I ever could.
In other words, she was trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, so, you know, not to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember my friend Kevin Lehman always used to say to parents, to moms, when your kids roll their eyes, you just say, wow, he did a really nice job. Let me show you how you can do it the other direction too, you know?
Yeah, and my mom, you know, my mom's helped me out, you know, immensely through the years, even with my stupid, you know, my stupidness of being into drugs and that, and, you know, got out of them, got back into them, all that kind of craziness. But she's always been there, and she's always stood by me and helped me out every which way than more than I ever deserved.
Great tribute. Thank you for your call, Charles. We appreciate it. All right, I think we have time for one more here. Bonnie in Arizona, talking about some encouragement. Appreciate your calling today. Go ahead. What's your tribute?
Well, I am 19 years old and currently love my job. And what was passed down to me was I heard someone else saying earlier how kids are imprinted when they're so young,
right,
as far as what they want to do for a career. And I, since the age of about 5 or 6 years old, have always said I want to be a dog trainer. I want to be a dog trainer. Oh. And that's something that a parent could so easily kind of squash and say, well, that's nice, honey, but you should also think of another career that might make more money or that you could support kids with or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's for everyone listening who's in art and music, right?
That's right. That's for everyone listening that's in art and music and all those career choices that the world likes to tell us aren't adequate. And my mother took that and she not only said, you can be whatever you want to be, but she would supply me with books about dogs, and she would purposely do dog training classes with our family dogs that I could come and participate in because I wasn't old enough to by myself. And that did two things for me. You know, one, that showed me that I really could do whatever I set my mind to do and that nothing was too small or inadequate, and that I was allowed to follow my dreams. And then, two, it also gave me a real spirit of not having a materialistic mindset, and that's carried with me today, and You know, I still fall into that sometimes, but I don't, you know, I don't have that mindset of it only matters how much money I make. And so that's really been neat to see play out, and I feel like God used that to move me into a city that is close to a church that I've been able to really become a part of. So,
well, you're 19 years old, and you're doing this now. Are you doing this full-time?
Yes.
Full-time, and you're making a living doing it.
I sure am.
Good for you. Now, so your mom did a good job, and...
He did a great job.
Now, did you start this on your own? Are you in your own business? Are you working with a company, or what are you doing?
I work with a company, so I do. I actually do bed bug detection dogs, but I get to go to work with a dog every day. And I'm not, you know, training them yet, but one day I'd love to get there. And I got there through, you know, volunteering with the police department and working with different trainers and really getting a feel for what I thought I wanted to do. And then this opportunity was placed in front of me. So,
wow, good for you. So you use a dog to find bed bugs?
Yes, we do.
So these are done. So people call you, they're concerned, and then the dog can sense that.
That's right. I work for a great company called Apex Pest Solutions here in Phoenix, Arizona, all over the state, really, and it's so much fun. I mean, it's just... I love my job, and I love going to work every day.
Interesting. So. Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, Bonnie, listen, you know, we need people in this world doing everything. Even though I never heard of a dog who can sniff out bed bugs, but...
Well, you know, and I will say, it's easy for a parent to, like I said, say, hey, you know, maybe think of a different career, because training dogs might not make very much money, or that might be too hard to do. But you know what? The whole world will tell me that, and,
right.
You know, a car payment will tell me that, and, you know, life will tell me that, but we don't need it coming from our parents. Our parents are supposed to be there to encourage us, and then the world will sort out the details.
Amen to that, and we'll have less bed bugs, too, man. Thank you, Bonnie. And she said something really important there. I think it's a good way to wrap this up. Moms, you make a difference. Your words matter. Your lack of words matter. Your involvement, lack of involvement, these things impact. You may be thinking, I'm not making much of a difference. You make a huge difference in the life of your kids and your grandkids. You may never see it on this side of eternity, but continue to do it for God's glory and the benefit of those that you love. We got to run. I hope you have a great Mother's Day. Tribute to my mom. She's in heaven. Miss you, Mom. She was a great mom. And to my wife, Donna, fantastic mom and grandma. All the kids involved have been very fortunate with Donna as a mom. Gotta run. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.